Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
So, more NFL news when it comes to head coaches. The Bills have fired Sean McDermott. That job is now open. This is a flex for Peter Schwartz here today because you said it. He said, what about Sean McDermott?
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to happen. Boomer thought it was unlikely. Well, it happened.
Guys, 98-50 with the Bills and has gotten them deep into the playoffs. I don't know why this would happen, but I know that, you know, next year he'll be at the top of the list, I would think, of potential head coaching candidates for teams.
Well, why not this year if he wants the coach?
Yeah, you know, deep into the playoffs. You know, I don't know if he knew that he was going to get fired unless he won. Again, I don't know his contract status also.
Yeah.
So, you know, the interesting thing about Mike Tomlin's contract with the Steelers, essentially he was kind of walking into a lame duck season. So he had 1 year left in his contract, and then the second year was a team option year. So essentially it's a lame duck season for him. And I don't know if he and his agent were talking to the Steelers behind the scenes about a contract extension. And maybe they weren't, and he just said, you know, I hear all the noise about what's going on, about my losing in the playoffs and not getting back to the Super Bowl, so I'm going to step down.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's different because Sean McDermott's fired and he's immediately available to anybody who wants to hire him. So it's just another mix. I mean, this is insane. You're not going to have another offseason of coaches fired like this than ever again because you had two that were 18 and 19 years, one step down, one fired, now you have another guy who has his team in the divisional round and ends up getting fired. This is nuts.
So I would think he probably takes a year off, maybe just relaxes. And
so who's looking at Brian Daboll right now? I mean, could the Bills try to reunite that combination?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure if I'm Brian Daboll and Brian Daboll's agent, they're calling, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure how his tenure here is looked at by the people in charge in Buffalo. But Brian Daboll is going to get an offensive coordinator job, that's for sure, at the very least. So, yeah, I mean, all these jobs that are now open.
Is that funny, though? Like, you wouldn't think Buffalo would be an attractive job offer, and it certainly has to be now, you know, because you've got the quarterback, you've got a team that...
You've got a brand new stadium, and you have one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
And you've got a team that is ready to continue to win. The best fit for that job? It's interesting. I mean, do they feel like they need an offensive guy?
You know, it's interesting. It looks like Sean McDermott would have 2 years left on his contract. Because in June of 2023, the Bills announced a 2-year contract extension for McDermott along with Brandon Bean running through the 2027 season. So they had a contract up to 25, and then they added 2 more years onto that. So, you know, he could sit back and he doesn't have to do anything and still get paid 2 years worth of salary.
There's so many jobs open right now, though. I mean, think about it. I mean, there are still, if you take the Bills out of it, there's still 7 jobs open.
Yep.
He may want to jump on one of these. Maybe there's a team that he really likes. Maybe there's an owner he really likes. I don't think it's crazy to think that he would jump back into it, but... Yeah, he's fine either way, though, that's for sure.
I think they got to get a defensive coach. I mean, they keep giving up 30 points.
But he was a defensive
coach. I understand that, but they weren't playing very well defensively. So they might want another defensive coach to try and tighten things up.
And then have that defensive coach keep the offensive. I mean, I don't know. But
I mean, Kevin Stefanski kept the defense coordinator in Atlanta. So, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that a new head coach could end up keeping Joe Brady there if Josh Allen likes him.
Yeah. Or maybe they elevate Joe Brady.
Yeah, they could do that too. Let's get another defensive coordinator.
fascinating. Let's go to Jack, who's calling from Oakland, New Jersey. What's going on, Jack?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Jack. What's up?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think there was talk about Brady maybe going to the Dolphins. So I think the right move is maybe to get Jim Schwartz back and keep Brady as your offensive coordinator, or promote Brady to head coach and get Jim Schwartz back. Got to fix the defense. This is weird because this is the one game McDermott did not screw up that he got fired on in the playoffs. He did nothing wrong. They lost the game because of Josh. There was nothing that McDermott could have done in that game, anything different than what they did. They dominated that game, and he gets fired in this game. So it's kind of weird timing, to be honest. I get it. It's been played. But at some point, Sean should have had one more year. Should have had one more year.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was just a matter of sort of the same thing happening and the people in charge saying we got to try something different, especially this year when all of those obstacles. How many times we talk about this? If Josh Allen can't get there this year, if he can't get there this year, you had this AFC that was as easy to get through as there'd ever been, and they didn't do it, and they lost. In the second round again.
This will be a really interesting hire. It really will be. I mean, they're all interesting for sure, but this one comes with a ready-built, you know, playoff-ready, playoff-scarred, playoff-playing-well quarterback, except for yesterday or Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's a good thing that they signed that contract with John Harbaugh, so there wasn't any sort of...
or yesterday, I should say.
Yeah, yes. Change of tune with that, huh? Oh, wait a second. I can go coach Josh Allen? I mean, in his prime.
Imagine how nervous Morash would have been if that deal wasn't done, and now this happens today.
$25 million. He is signed in a press conference tomorrow. And if you're just joining us, Sean McDermott out as Buffalo Bills head coach. All right, Peter, what do you got over
there? All right,
there?
This report brought to you by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results. ChefIQ.com. As you just heard, Bills have reportedly fired head coach Sean McDermott, so they're going to be in the market for a new head coach. Championship Sunday all set in the NFL. In Chicago yesterday, Rams and Bears went to overtime after a miraculous touchdown pass in the fourth quarter to tie the game. Caleb Williams had the ball in his hands in overtime.
Deep drop from Caleb Williams. Bounces, looks, lets it go. It is intercepted! Picked off! A diving interception at the 22-yard line! Cameron Curl saves the day!
That was J.B. Long on Rams radio. Then the game was in the hands, actually the foot, of the thicker kicker, Harrison Meavis.
It's a 42-yard try. Bears have three timeouts. With the wind at his back, the snap is good. The ball is down. The kick is away. The kick is good. End over end. The Rams are going to championship weekend.
As Kevin Harlan.
I don't know why the Bears didn't call a timeout here. And I'll tell you why. Not you really want to try to ice him? I mean, it is cold out there. An extra 30 seconds, 40 seconds, whatever it would have been, I would have called the timeout.
Not if you can cash those timeouts in for anything else.
Overtime timeouts don't matter. They don't matter.
Yeah.
The only time they really come into a play is if somehow, some way, you get a play call in there that's screwed up and the down clock is running down and you can use it to stop from getting a penalty. But that's really the only reason that you would use them. Or you would use them like this to ice the kicker on a really cold, frozen night.
You know what I thought was interesting? On 3rd and 10 at the end of the fourth quarter with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go.
Before the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, that Sean McVay elected to run the ball there because, you know, that's the perfect time. The clock's going to stop with a 2-minute warning no matter what. You're talking about shaving off 5 seconds. You got Puka Nacua, you got Davante Adams, you got Matthew Stafford. Try to go get that first down.
I think he just felt like, you know what?
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Let's play it as cautious as we possibly can. In some ways, they were lucky they won, but at the end of the day, they won, and his decision-making didn't cost them anything.
Mm-hmm.
Rams win 20-17 in overtime, advancing to meet the Seahawks in the NFC title game. The The Rams understandably pumped up after the game. NBC's Melissa Stark tried to talk to Matthew Stafford, but Puka Nacua crashed the party.
You, how would you describe
Yeah!
The ultimate high
stuff. I love you, hey!
Hey!
Put up football, baby!
All right.
Puka Nacua getting a little excited. Man. He is crazy.
Nuts.
Rams Seahawks NFC title game. Now the AFC, and after a few down years, the Patriots back in the AFC title game.
May, another bent left knee. And that's it. They spill out on the field. They're going to party in Boston. The New England Patriots, the last time they went worst to first, they won the Super Bowl.
John Sadak, Westwood One. The Pats head to Denver to beat the Broncos in the AFC title game as they beat the Texans 28-16. Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel on the Patriot fan.
They help. You know, they help tremendously. And again, there was, you know, they ratcheted up there in the fourth quarter and some of those third down stops, that, you know, back by the lighthouse. I felt like it was really ratcheted up.
So here's how Championship Sunday will look in the NFL. It'll be at 3 o'clock, the AFC title game, Patriots and Broncos. Then 6:30, the NFC title game, the Rams and the Seahawks. The Giants to introduce their new head coach, John Harbaugh, tomorrow at a press conference that will start at noon. Tonight, it's the college football playoff national championship game, Miami facing Indiana. Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal is from Miami, played for the Canes. Now he has his alma mater in the national championship game in their home stadium. So what would he tell his former self?
That would take about 4 hours, talking to my younger self and how to, you know what? I had unbelievable parents and grandparents that spoke to me, and they spoke, they taught me to speak things into existence and work them into reality and never flinch and do right by people and find a way to outwork everybody and make no excuses.
This may be the all-time most crowded sideline for a football team with ex-football players. You know,
that's a great call.
This is going to be, like, insane on the sideline. Michael Irvin's going to have the pom-poms. Ray Lewis is going to be down there.
Edrin
jacking
James.
Up the team. Edrin James. The whole.
Everybody. Ed Reed.
They're all going to be down there. There's literally, how many do you think there will be down there? 50?
At least 25.
I mean, they've had a distinguished program when it comes to great football players and championships. Mm-hmm. And you know how they are, man, about the U.
Yeah.
They're all about the U, baby.
Now, I can't remember the last time that SNL was extremely funny, but I did watch it Saturday night. Did you see the Michael Irvin segment on the Weekend Update?
The guy
who played Michael Irvin was hysterical. It was so funny and so on point to exactly who he is.
Yeah, SNL's been pretty good, actually, lately. I gotta admit, a couple of funnier things the last year or so.
I thought one of their sketches this weekend got panned.
It might have.
I didn't enjoy the whole episode. I did enjoy the Michael Irvin episode, but
something about Stranger Things.
Yeah, well, the host of the show was a Stranger Things.
Yeah, and he was star. In one of those sketch comedies, and supposedly it fell flat.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, I think one falls flat every episode, but they had a funny Home Alone alternate ending thing that was very good. Anytime Shane Gillis is on there, it's hilarious. The couple of beers ad. And the Limu Emu thing that he's done.
Yeah.
Been very funny. All right, Peter, what else, man?
It'll be quick. Basketball. Nets lose to the Bulls 124-102. Tonight, the Knicks host the Mavericks. The Nets host the Suns. Hockey, the Devils visit the Flames tonight. The Rangers are in Anaheim. The Islanders are in Vancouver. And Boomer, I don't know if you saw this, Phil Goyette, a former Rangers player and the first ever head coach of the Islanders. He passed away yesterday at the age of 92. So there you go. Now it's time for moment of the day.
Mm.
So Jeff from Red Bank called in earlier in the show, and he wanted to talk about a subject that Boomer was a little uncomfortable with.
Let's go to Jeff in Red Bank. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, yesterday, I'm sitting there watching, enjoying the games, and Ethos commercial comes on, and Boomer's junk is staring right at me.
Oh, come on, Jeff. I mean, you got to be kidding.
Huge package.
What are you, some kind of loser? I mean, what is wrong with you?
It was just, what the hell? I mean, they could have went, you know, chest up or something. I don't know why they had to sit you in that.
Which one? Did you see the one where I was standing up or sitting down?
The sitting down one.
Sitting down? Very, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Wear looser pants.
Yes, I think exactly. You're just making it up. I mean, that because this is the first.
I don't know. Go back to that video. You have to watch it.
I have watched it. I have seen it. I mean, this is not Pete Hoffman with his little chode.
No, maybe not as bad, but it's close. It's a close second for sure.
No, come on. There's not. First of all, this there's nothing close second to him to me anyway. I'm just telling you that.
And there you go, moment of the day.
Very good there, Peter. Good seeing you. We'll see you here back tomorrow.
I will be cutting my own tape once again, and we'll have some more laughs.